does anybody here use Sovereign Online Bill Pay?
Yes.
And does it work? I'm asking because I was trying to do it with a client at the Carroll Center, and we would enter the information, and the client actually got an email back, you know, for a bill to be paid, or, you know, a payee. She actually got a announcement back in her email saying a payee has been added, and then we could not find anywhere, and even we had a sighted person looking too, where any evidence that that had been saved.
It should have been in when you go to pay bills.
Yeah, the bill pay page.
Yeah, there should be a whole table, and it would have a whole, the first table there is a list of all your fees.
Okay, yeah.
It should have been. It works. I've used it for years, and it's still accessible.
Okay.
Has anybody experienced taking a YouTube link that works on the computer and trying to play it on their phone and have it tell you that it can't play because there's an error?
Take it to your phone, by what means? Are you emailing it to yourself? Or?
No, I typically get the emails both on my phone and in my computer. I've emailed some, but lately some of the ones that are broken have actually come to both my phone and my computer.
So you're clicking on the link in your phone?
Correct. They work on the computer, they do not work on the phone, but it's inconsistent. Some of the emailed ones won't either, but that's a different issue, I'm sure.
What about using the YouTube app itself?
Well, that presents another problem. They've made a change, and there's no way to increase the volume independently on the YouTube app.
I think actually they may have fixed it. I saw a notification on a couple of lists that may have been fixed. Just this morning I saw this. So unless you tried it this morning, you might try it again.
One way you might be able to do this is to use iTube app on your iPhone and share the link with yourself by email.
Mm-hmm.
So you might start at iTube and share the link.
Yeah, the problem is the links are getting sent to me and I need to get them to iTube, but I can't necessarily read the actual link unless I go to the computer and read it, and then I have to...
When you say you can't read the actual link, does it mean it's a hidden link? It's not...
Frank, I'm going to send it to you and show you because okay. I don't know how to answer that question.
I think I may have them.
I wondered what advice people have for playing DVDs in an accessible way on the computer, if any.
There's a program called DVD Audio Extractor, which will actually let you put a DVD in your player, and if you want, you can actually extract the audio from the DVD and save it as MP3 files, or WAV files, or whatever. That's one answer, but I think Winamp plays DVDs. I don't know...
They do. It does.
There are some add-on downloads for Windows 8 that make it more accessible. You mentioned that they're not expensive. Does anybody have any experience really trying to use Windows 8? I may be forced into using it. I'd rather not, but some of my tax prep websites are married to Windows 8 these days.
I don't know of any particular add-ons.
What do you actually ask them? What do you try to fix?
Well, I don't have Windows 8, so I haven't encountered the problem yet. But for example, I'm doing trust tax returns. The ordinary 1040s that we all do on like Tax Act, those are fine. But I have one website that does trust, and it's heavily Java, and they've already informed me they don't have enough customers to justify supporting multiple platforms. So he said they're gonna migrate to Windows 8, and that's gonna be it. So I may be stuck with Windows 8. That's the only reason why I would get Windows 8 is just to keep that one website. If the website right now is only partially accessible.
Yeah, I mean, if it really is Java, I think no matter what you've got to do, I think you're going to run into problems no matter what.
I would be very surprised if any website chose to not support Windows 7.
I would too. That's what
way too many people that still have Windows 7.
I think the issue is one of tech support, meaning they will train and export people to on one particular platform. It doesn't necessarily mean you won't work on another platform, they just don't officially support. Chubby, do you know like what browser combination they're supporting? Did they say like...
No, I didn't ask them that question.
That's probably more the really big question than supposed to be an operating system.
Do people know if VizWiz is still around?
I have not seen VizWiz work in a long time. I have not seen
it. The newer ones are better anyway.
Yeah.
TapTapC, I think, is probably the most...
Okay.
How do you make it so you don't have to double tap a key when you're typing and when you're texting or typing?
Oh, you mean standard typing versus... go to touch typing. In your typing mode, is typing mode in your rotor?
I guess it must be.
Well,
to have it show up in your rotor, you have to be
editing
in an edit field, right?
Yeah, go into an edit field.
Oh, okay.
And then go, if it's in your router, go to typing, and then you flick up or flick down, and it will change it from standard to touch typing.
And when I have Windows 7, and when I leave my computer off for a long period of time, and when I want to shut down, I don't know what happens. It's not all the time, maybe 5% of the time, 3% of the time. It won't close. Apparently, there's some message that you have to do sort of a forced close of programs. It's often JAWS and often Outlook. But JAWS is no longer working, so I'm not sure exactly. I kind of figured out like that you have to hit Shift Tab to do a force close, and then you have to hit Shift Tab again to say OK, I guess, or something like that. So I play around with that, and I ultimately get it closed. But I'm wondering if other people run into that problem in shutting down Windows 7 and dealing with this, and then JAWS no longer speaking at that point.
What version of JAWS is?
14.
It's the latest build of 14?
Yes.
There are services in JAWS that sometimes do hang and don't shut down. And you say this is like really fairly consistent, not too consistent.
It's every once in a while, and it's also Outlook does the same. I think it's Outlook and JAWS are the primary folder. It just hangs up. And you can't shut down unless you figure out how to hit these buttons that are not speaking.
It's happened on both the desktop and a laptop. I've seen it freeze on my laptop on occasion. What I do is I just shut down JAWS and bring it back up.
Yeah, in Bob's case, he's at the point where it's in the shutdown process and he has a service hanging up.
Yeah.
The only thing you could really do is, I would make sure that everything is updated because that's the first thing tech support is going to ask you. For instance, I know there is a service pack for Office available. And what I would start doing, if you could start seeing patterns forming, open up your task manager and see your processes are running before you shut down. And you may be able to actually start narrowing it down to what's actually hanging up.
You've got to
do a Control-Shift-Escape.
Oh, the task manager.
And if you get to where it's consistent, you know that it's going to hang up now.
I never know it's happening. I would say it happens like 2 or 3%.
That's tough, yeah.
One thing I do when stuff like that starts to happen is run an error check on my system just to see if there's anything that it can clean up that might solve it. Sometimes that fixes it. You can get there from a couple of different places. I think you can get there from accessories by going to System Tools.
You talk about disk check?
Yeah.
An easier place you may want to go if you go into a computer where it shows C drive, building properties of C drive, it's in there.
But I think it'll make you reboot.
If you have fixed file system errors checked, it'll say you want to schedule it the next time you reboot. And then when you reboot, it runs and it may fix the problem.
But you could just shut off and then start up again. Right then and there, and they'll do it. You don't have to wait till the next time you...
Right, yeah, right. You can just do a restart. Yeah. Yeah. On JAWS 13, my computer, I could not shut JAWS down. If I did the insert F4 to shut it down, it would keep going.
Even the kill switch, the insert Windows F4?
Sometimes that would work, and
yeah.
Not always.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I slept in the basement the other night. My computer, my laptop, I have it set so that when I close the lid, it goes to sleep. I've never had a problem with it before, but at 3 o'clock in the morning the other night, it woke itself up with the lid closed, which in turn woke my iPhone up because it was connected charging. It vibrated and woke me up. The computer came on and started doing a Windows update. And I was really surprised that would happen.
I installed Malware Bytes. Is it only free for like 15 days and then you have to buy it?
It is a free version. When you install Malware Bytes, after it installs, it gives you a few options. The last screen before you run it.
Right.
One of the options is enable a free trial of the active protection. And that's what you didn't uncheck. So if you don't uncheck that, it installs the part of it that actually runs all the time and looks for certain behaviors. And that is the trial. If you were to uncheck it, you would just install the Malware Bytes where you have to run it manually. And that is free.
But you have to update it all the time now. It used to automatically update.
Yeah, but
you never had to. It just says you're 15 days out of the date or something. Or 10 days.
Would you want to install it and reinstall it?
I tried that. It didn't make any difference.
That last screen, it's very tricky to read. And I've noticed that it's not consistent either.
Is there an advantage to buying it?
You get the real-time protection, which, do you really need that?
Does anybody know how to deal with a certificate error in Outlook? I have one email account. It's a proprietary email account. And it's every time I open Outlook, I get internet security warning, and it usually crashes JAWS, which makes it really difficult to work with. So I then have to fire up System Access to Go, which is the only screen reader that seems to read it. And I have to say, yes, you know, allow this certificate, but I have to do it every single time. I've even tried looking at the certificate. It says the principal is invalid.
Principal name is invalid?
Yeah.
Just as a side note, I guess that's a fixing problem. I've actually reported that issue to Freedom Scientific Access as well. If enough people report it, we'll get to it.
I've reported it three times.
Who's the email provider, you mean?
I've got to ask Mika because he set it up. It's for an email list that I'm a part of for NFE.
I mean, it's really not your fault.
No, it's not me.
Yes, it's really their security certificate doesn't have the correct name.
Right, right.
I have a question about Microsoft Word in Office 2010. A lot of times when I try to search for a word that I know exists in a document, mm-hmm. it doesn't find it. And I know I'm doing something wrong. So it is Control F.
Mm-hmm.
And then it brings up sort of the menu, but there's an edit box there, and I type in the word, and sometimes it'll find it, and sometimes it doesn't.
Let me ask you this. Are you sure all your pages are being read? I've had a problem in Word 2010 where it'll read page one, and then it goes right to page three, and I have to arrow up to get page two to read.
I'm not at all sure of that. That could be part of the problem.
Now, Amy, that problem we've seen a lot, and it seems as if you change in the view settings to zoom. For instance, in that dialog with the view, there's like one page and two page view, and there's a zoom box.
Yeah.
You play around with it enough, that fixes that issue.
Yeah, that's what I ended up doing.
Yeah.
But if you haven't looked at that option, Jerry, you might.
I mean, if it's not visually there, I don't think it does find it. I don't think it's necessarily looking at the document object model the way it should be.
The way my folders are set up, there's like a data folder, and then I have a couple of individual email accounts. And when I go into Outlook, it always goes into my inbox in the data folder, which there's nothing in. How can I change it so that it goes into the inbox I want it to go into when I start up Outlook?
So what version was this again? 2010?
2010, yeah.
Alt F, go to Options, and I believe it's an advanced.
It says when starting Outlook, go the one you want to check, I think, says go directly to my inbox.
Yeah, but what if you have two inboxes?
It'll go to your first level one.
Well, even if you have two different inboxes, once you go to that, you know, advanced dialog request, you could, it will scroll through it, you can pick the one you want.
You can select the one you want?
Yeah.
Does anybody have a good voice recorder on the iPhone other than the one that it comes with? And what I'm looking for is an easy-to-use one that lets you label your recordings. I have been using and teaching the voice memos, but now with the new iPhone operating system, I don't find that so easy anymore.
I've heard a lot about List Recorder, but I've never used it.
I think I should try that again, and maybe that's a
listen. Are there any of these, you know, that actually save an MP3 so you don't have to convert from M4A if you don't want to?
Foxy, I think, records an MP3 and you can email it to yourself.
Yeah, there was one that would stick it right into your Dropbox folder, and I don't know if that was MP3 or not.
You mean Dropbox?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that may be the MP3, you know, because you can play it away from your Dropbox.
Yeah.
Are there new Bluetooth keyboard commands for iOS 7? Are there changes to how those things work together, the phone and the keyboard?
The Apple keyboard works 100% with both 6 and 7.
I'm having trouble selecting things, selecting messages or apps.
I've heard of some difficulty with that too, but I don't use a Bluetooth keyboard anymore. My husband took mine.